Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, as medical advancements take place at seemingly the speed of light, technology needs to both generate progress and also support it. In the case of the pharmaceutical industry, a Food and Drug Administration regulation calling for transparency and tracking accuracy across the drug supply chain has given rise to a need for technology-forward solutions to make this mandate a reality. Let's take a look at an enterprise bridging the gap from regulation to reality. Today, we're speaking with Daniel Krasian. He is the Chief Marketing Officer and VP of Operations at Trust.Med that provides DSCSA compliance solutions. And Mr. Krasian, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And you're certainly more than welcome. Our pleasure, and thanks for your time. So your company has a technology addressing drug supply chain safety. In our earlier segment, took a look at the upcoming Drug Supply Chain Security Act, or DSCSA, with your Chief Technology Officer, Tom Cooper. I'd like to focus a little differently here today and talk about what it means to be a tech entrepreneur in the medical space. First things first, how did Trust.Med identify the need for a technology-focused platform as a solution to the DSCSA? Let's start there.
Here at Trust.Med, we're constantly looking for ways to use the internet to solve complex problems. And, you know, through that process, you know, we're looking for ways that URLs are used in standards, both here domestically in the United States and then globally. And then through that process, we identified standards that were being used in legislation that we were unfamiliar with. And that legislation happened to be DSCSA. And we surround ourselves with a lot of lifelong learners. Those are the people that we like to hire and interact with on a day-to-day basis. And so pairing those two together, you know, looking for uses where the internet can be applied to solve problems and then learning about new things like DSCSA and the legislation. Those two things merged together to identify a few opportunities within the legislation where we believe that, you know, our technology could be applied to solve collaboration issues that exist and will allow trading partners along the United States drug supply chain to meet their regulatory requirements.
And of course, it goes without saying, we appreciate what you're doing in the space and really great to get some updates and information on this. Now, your team appears to have deep business and technology roots as well, but I'm not seeing an MD after your name. That may bring a curiosity from the audience. That's the only reason why I'm bringing it up. So tell me, what is required to create a technology startup in a medically specific marketplace?
Yeah, and it's very observant of you to notice that there is no MD behind any of our names. And, you know, in this case, within healthcare technology, you know, there are organizations that will focus on building technologies where the assets required to do so, you know, require some sort of medical degree. In the case of, you know, many health technology organizations, that is not the case, much like ours. And, you know, in this particular situation, what does matter is the ability to understand large data sets, understand standards for moving data, how to work jointly and have you know, synergy between organizations. Many of the things that you would find across, you know, any industry that you could potentially think of. And in this case, it is health technology, but it's the supply chain for health technology. And many industries, right, are similar to this. You know, you could think of, you know, right, the airline industry, right? You don't need to be a pilot, right, to develop the technology used in the airline industry. And I think that what we're doing is very much akin to that analogy.
And that certainly is a great example to help us understand better as well. Thanks for that. Now, your company and technology focuses on a particular segment of the medical field, pharmaceutical. Can you share some of the unique challenges or opportunities that are specific to entrepreneurs in this arena?
Yeah, and we definitely ran into quite a few challenges. We continue to run into challenges and look for ways to overcome them. I would say that the number one challenge that faces all of healthcare technology, and then specifically in our case with solving collaboration issues for DSCSA, would be developing solutions that are interoperable. Interoperability means that I have to work with partners, but then I also have to work with competitors. I have to work with technologies that I did not design the solution to necessarily work with from the beginning. And the reason for this is very clear. If I have information regarding an organization that is serving a patient, or I have information that's of the patient itself, I need to be able to move that in a free market to other organizations so that they can do the work that they provide. And interoperability, you know, biggest challenge that it poses to our organization and really all of them is communication, because it forces you to then interact with organizations and people at those organizations that you normally wouldn't interact with. Now, coming out of these conversations, generally is a little pot of gold, because you build relationships that you may have normally shied away from. And we find and have found that those end up blossoming into, you know, very fruitful opportunities for our organization.
Certainly do appreciate this fine report today. We're speaking with Daniel Krasian, the Chief Marketing Officer and VP of Operations at Trust.Med that provides DSCSA compliance solutions. He's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, I understand also that the Drug Supply Chain Security Act has a deadline in November of this year for pharma manufacturers and others across the supply chain to have the ability to track their products. Isn't there some kind of inventory management already in place? That would be one question, for the lack of a better description. And how will this act change things for the industry?
Right. Yeah. And there are inventory management systems that exist. They are selected, you know, generally speaking, by the organization that's utilizing them, and they do exist at various levels. Those inventory management systems, however, were designed prior to DSCSA's enactment, and even the writing of DSCSA. And so, the purpose of those inventory management systems has been, to this point, to serve the buying, selling, you know, right, profit and loss, organizational type mechanisms of those entities to make sure that we can get pharmaceutical drug products to the places that they need to be. And the change that is required now with DSCSA of those systems is that we need to be able to see where products were at a particular point, and that those products are in fact the products that were meant to go to a specific place. And that really is the tracking and tracing. And these inventory management systems were not built for that. They were built for the buying and selling. And so that is the biggest change. And that is the change that will improve patient safety along the way. And of course, enhance these systems that that currently exist.
Good information there. Good stuff. Thanks for your feedback there. Lastly, do you have any words of wisdom for existing or potential entrepreneurs who feel they have a product or solution for the medical and pharma worlds?
I would say to any entrepreneurs that are interested in getting into healthcare technology, do not limit your ability and the opportunities that you seek based off of your background. The question regarding not having a medical degree, I think, is a very good question. You know, your business and your knowledge and your understanding of the way that things work can bring a unique perspective to the healthcare industry. At some point in time, we are all patients, or our family members have been patients. And so we see the challenges, and it's being observant and identifying what those challenges are. And, you know, truthfully asking, can I develop a solution to these problems? And then you can bring it to market, just like you could bring it to market in any industry.
Mr. Krasian, really want to thank you for those concluding remarks and advice. I'm sure the listeners appreciate that as well, and for joining us here today. I'm assuming if listeners wanted to get more details, all they would need to do is visit trust.med, or is there anything else that we need to know?
Nope, visit us on trust.med, T-R-U-S-T dot M-E-D.
Certainly is easy enough. And of course, this link can be also found within the show notes of this broadcast. Mr. Crazy, and all the best. And thanks again for joining us here today on EPN.
Thank you, Eric.
Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Daniel Crazy, the Chief Marketing Officer and VP of Operations at Trust.Med, that provides DSCSA compliance solutions. And again, for all the details, visit Trust.Med. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune in to our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.